York senators are Democrats and are opposing the nomination. Kirsten Gillibrand's statement read in part, and I quote, "If Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed, he would tip the balance of the Supreme Court even more against workers' rights, civil rights, and women's rights for decades to come. I do not think he's the right choice for our country, and I am going to vote against him and urge my colleagues to do the same," end quote. Chuck Schumer, who is the minority leader, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high or anything less." Judge Kavanaugh's long track record of partisan politics comes with a long paper trail. The Senate must be able to access and adequately review all documents, emails, and paperwork associated with Kavanaugh before the process moves forward, end quote. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is in the House and does not have a vote on the nomination. He left a message on Twitter that read in part, and I quote, "President Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh is an excellent choice. Judge Kavanaugh has compiled an outstanding record on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. He has a long record of decisions being upheld by the Supreme Court and is someone who understands that the role of a judge is to interpret our Constitution and laws and not to make law from the bench," end quote. Democrat Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County and parts of Rensselaer County, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "President Trump's Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh extends his push to pack the court with extremists who support his misguided policies and will help insulate him from legal accountability for his past actions. The Senate should fulfill its constitutional duty and decline," end quote. Kenneth Lovett in the New York Daily News is one of the reporters covering candidates running for New York governor who might be breaking the law. Cynthia Nixon is giving away a device used for smoking marijuana with the signature of Abby Johnson and Alina Glazer, the stars of Comedy Central's Broad City, to one of her gubernatorial campaign supporters. But the chance to win a bong may not be legal. Famous defense attorney Ron Kuby says the contest is a, and I quote, "technical violation of federal law," end quote, prohibiting the sale of offering for sale of drug paraphernalia, but said, and I quote, "I would be thrilled to represent her pro bono should U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions and his band of trolls arrest her," end quote. Casey Seeler in the Albany Times Union reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign over the weekend changed the language of a fundraiser invitation that initially offered an, and I quote, "all-you-can-drink happy hour," end quote, which would have violated the law. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Strengthen our teeth. That way we won't get fillings and the Rebel Underground can't broadcast truth directly into our skull.
Well, he's not a radio skipper. He's merely a simple form of receiver. You see, the high-frequency sound waves are emanating from the molar, which is pushed against...
Anybody can have a program.
Yeah, and we proved that.
What just happened?
Butterfly, stomach, ground, ground. I drank
a jar of coffee, and then I took some of these, and I'm totally wired. Totally wired. I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
We're building something here, Detective. We're building it from scratch. All the pieces matter.
Sent her daddy to the pen, and he still ain't got out. It runs in the family like some kind of burning fire. Her kin could get a free ride, it don't matter where they are. She hot-wired my hot plate, hot-wired my coffee pot, a And I do believe she's hot fire dang near everything I got. She climbed up on a ladder, hot wired my ceiling fan. When she come back down to earth, she hot wired my man. Hot wired, hot wired, hot wired. I've been hot wired. She walked out in the barn one day and she hot wired a cow. If you don't believe me, boys, try to milk her now. She hot-wired the doorbell now. It sounds just like a train. If you hold your finger on it, it'll hot-wire your brain. She might hot-wire your shitty. She might hot-wire your Ford. She hot-wired Ernest Tubb and his Texas troubadours. Then she laid her hands upon me. You should have seen the sparks. That hot-wired woman winning, hot-wired my heart. Hot-wired, hot-wired, hot-wired. I've been hot-wired. You better not let her change the strings on your flat-top guitar. She'll done have you electrified like a rock and roll star. Can't wait to plug it in. Can't wait to turn it on. Get the whole darn house to rockin' like the doggone Rolling Stones. When the blue light started flashing, I said, girl, you're gone too far. When the police wasn't looking, she hotwired the police car. Her daddy's doing 8 to 10, but he left his tools behind. Now every night his daughter likes to hotwire my mind. Hotwire, hotwire, hotwire. I've been hotwired. Hotwire, hotwire, hotwire. I've been hotwired. Thank you.
We are tuned into wires on this show. We started totally wired with The Fall, and then we tripped through your wires with U2. Henry Flint's Jumping Wire was next. Porter Wagner's Hot Wired, then Wired to the Sky from Wooden Wand. And we heard from Alice Donut and the Stranglers, two different songs, both called Wired. And then Superchunk's Crossed Wired leads us now to John Barry's The Whole Place is Wired. We've got more wires coming up from Haim, Leonard Cohen, Neil Young, PJ Harvey, Hoodoo Gurus, and Jonik Schaefer. Plus, we are hearing interstitials from the television show The Wire.
Game. Don't let your mind read that. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that.
My Take the time to close your eyes and look around. 'Cause anyone who helped you out can let you down. And look out, look out, look out.
All right, people, it's 2 o'clock. I need budget lines in case anybody's threatening to commit an act of daily journalism. City desk, Haynes.
Spread out your wings, let's see you fly. We'll be right back.
One wanted to